Eliyahu, but if you're going to tell me though, Leyude Gavra, that the purpose of Muid is that the owner should be warned three times, that he has to know to watch them, Lemru, Hanach Kamoi, Anan Mehevi Adinon, Debosa Shleshu Yomi, Osahani, Umeidle. If it's for the purpose of being made on the Gavra, so Rashi says, the Bina Gimu Yomim, the Alkon Nagicha Nagicha Sorach Lahoyed Biyomi, according to this man, the Yoma, that the owner has to be warned, so the three pair of Adam had to come in three separate days. See, if they came in three separate days, the question is, the first pair of Adam, why do they have to do with a Nezek Shalom of a Muad? Like, let the first pair of Adam say, we did not know that Yoshua was going to become a Muad. We're only saying Yoshua did damage one time. Like, if the Adam came, three different pairs of Adam, they came three separate days, so one pair does not know of the next pair. Said so, neither of them wanted to make the Shor into a Muad. As far as each Adam is concerning, they only wanted to make him into a Tam, to Mechayev Chatzinezek. So how do we say if we're Mazim all three pair of Adam, that the Adam have to pay the extra Chatzinezek, like for the Nezek Shalom? Why? Let each Adam say, like the Gemara says, Leimru Hanach Kamo, let the first pair of Adam say, Anan Mihevi Adina and the Bosa Shleishi Yomi Osahani Maidle. Are we supposed to know that another day or 2 days, Adam are going to come to make a Shor into a Muad, like we didn't have that Kavanah? Bishlag, if you learn the Muad is only that we know the Shor did damage. So we say the case could be talking about that all three pair of Adam came the same day to Bezdin. So then we say they made up between themselves to say false Adam, so they knew they're making them into a Muad. But if the Adam have to come separately to warn the Bailim, each Adam does not know about the Muad. Each Adam only thinks he's making a Tam. So what does it say, Kasha Zomim? They have to pay the extra Nezek Shalom, the extra Chatzi to make it into a Nezek Shalom. Some Rav Ashi says that I'm recently Shemai to Kaimed Rav Kana, said over the Taloch in front of Rav Kana, the Yomelin, he said to me, Uliude Tura Minicha, even if the Edom are only coming to tell us that the animal did Hezek three times, in three different days, and not to warn the owner. So he said it's true, all three pair of Edom could come the same day to Bezdin, and one says, I saw him shtois on Monday, one says Tuesday, one says Wednesday. But still, v'leim rahanach basroi, let the last pair of Adam say, anan mino yadino dechol dekoi beidino liyasu debetura kosi. How does the third pair of Adam know that the first two came to say the shtor shtois already two times? Like, we don't know that. Anan lechiyu v'gavra paganisko asinan. Maybe also here, even if the Adam is only to say the shtor did damage, but how do we know the third pair of Adam came to make him into a Muad? Who says they know that the first two pair of Adam made him into a Tam two times already? True, they could come the same day to Bezdin, but even the same day, how was the third pair of Adam supposed to know that there were already two pair of Adam today in Bezdin? So Gemara says that's not a kasha. The Gemara says, the Marmzi Rumuzi. We're talking about that we saw the way these three pair of Adam were winking, like motioning one to another. So therefore, we know that all three pair of Adam know what's going on, and they're all coming to say that this Shor is supposed to be a Muad, and it's not true. Really, the Shor is not a Muad. So therefore, we have the Pasha of Kasha Zomam. You wanted to make the owner pay an extra Chatzi Nezek, more than Stam Chatzi Nezek of Tam. You wanted to make the Shor into a Muad falsely. So therefore, we say you have to pay the extra 50% that you wanted to be Mechayfin. So therefore, again, if it's Liyude Tura, that all three pair of Adam could be there in Bezdin the same day. So then there are cases that we see the way they winked to one another, so they know what's going on, so they had intentions to be mechayivim an extra chatzinezek. But again, if it's only Yude Gavra for the person, so they have to come at three separate days, so then for sure, how does the third Adam know that there were already two Adam there, or how does the first Adam know there's going to be two more Adam coming? So that's still the kasha. Rav Ashi says, Kishabor Ritzufim. I tell you, we're talking about that, if you hold again, Liyude Tura, just that we should know that the animal did damage three times, so it's possible that all three pair of Adam came the same time. Ritzufim means one after another they came to Bezdin. So they're all in Bezdin at the same time, so like they all knew what's going on. So therefore they had intentions to make the Shor into a Muad, that's how we make them pay Kashazaman the extra Chatzinezek. Ravina says another Teretz. Ravina says, "B'makirin bal hashor v'yein makirin es hashor." I tell you, we know the bal hashor, the Yonah, but we do not know the shor itself. So Rashi says, "Hukach Leiniskavnu elalasaisa muid. The whole kavon of coming then is only to make the shor into a muid. Because if, let's say, I say, I know it was one of your axes that did damage, but we do not know which ox. Now, kol zaman it's a tam pays chatzin nezik migufay. You could only take away the shor itself. So if the Edim do not know, recognize exactly which shor did the damage, it's in vain to say you're Edis. Because you can't make the bialim pay anything, we don't know from which shor to take the money from. So what's your whole purpose of saying Edis? Only to tell the only you should know your shor is going to become a muid. Like we know one of your shvarim did damage, and Rashi says the pshat is then that you're supposed to watch all of your shvarim then. Like once we tell you one of your shvarim did damage, since so, we're like warning you, watch your shvarim, watch all of them. Because you have one of them that's doing damage. And if that happens three times, therefore your animals become a muid. Since this could be a teretz, how we could have the case that the Edom Zemimim have to pay the extra chatzi nezek. Yeah. For the Mori Elohechem Yaidlei, like the kasher is, if we don't know which shor did the damage, so how do we make that shor into a muid? So Murataka says, the Amri, we say to the owner like this, you should know, Tura Nigachno Islacho Bebekorcho. You have an axe that does damage in your bokor, in your corral. You should have watched your whole corral, all the animals. Since there's one of them that's doing damage, you have to be afraid. Maybe that's the one that did it once, did it twice, and did it three times, and therefore you have a muid there. So therefore, again, if the pshat is only liyude tura, then it's very good. Then we could have a case how you could have these three edim to be zemimim that they'll have to pay the extra chatzinezik. But according to the other man, the Yom Tzakasha, if you say it's only liyude gavra, iboyliu, we have a question like this: Hamishasiya kalboy shochaveru bechaveroi. If you go and entice somebody's dog to bite somebody else, you start off with the dog, you make him wild, and now somebody else's dog bites somebody else. Maha, what's the locha? Mishasya vade potter. The one that started off with the dog to get the dog angry, wild, he for sure is potter. Because he's only a groma b'yalma, groma is potter b'nizokin. Balakel of my, what's the locha? Those the balakel of the owner of the dog, chayiv or not, the fact his dog now did damage to somebody. Me, I'm going to do, we say, Matsi Omalei, the owner of the dog could say, Anor Maya Vidnalei, what did I do? Like, my dog normally wouldn't do the damage. Somebody started up with my dog, he caused the damage. So I'm not at fault. Oi, Duma, maybe no, I'm reading, like, we tell you, listen, Kivon Diyadis Bekalbucho de Meshastiyalei, since you know that your dog could be excited by people, or Meshastiyah, and then will do damage, you shouldn't have left your dog alone. Like you should have known this could happen. You should have known somebody could come and start up with your dog and get him angry, and then he'll go and do damage. So maybe the balakelev is chayiv. That's the shayla. Is the balakelev chayiv or not? So Gemara says, Omer Rab Zeira Toshima coming here. The tam, our Mishnah says, if a shor was a muid and later becomes a tam, how does it become a tam? So the Mishnah says, going to Rameya, Sheyiyu atinoikus mamashmashim boy, if kids are playing with the ox, and it doesn't do any damage. That's a problem, that's a raya, proof that it's back to a tam. It's not going to do damage anymore. If the axe does do damage, then the Baal HaShor is chayiv. Even though l'churu, who caused the axe to do the damage? The kids. The fact the kids were playing with the axe, that aroused the axe, and that's why it did damage. So l'churu, you see, the Baal HaShor, the Baal HaKelev is chayiv. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, no, there's no proof. Mikatani Noga Chayiv, does he say, if the shor does damage at the Bala Shor is Chayiv, Dilma maybe a Noga Loi Heve Tam, maybe just means to say that if it does damage, it Loi Heve Tam. Dilma Honoga just means like this, if it does do damage, then Loi Heve Tam. Then it does not come back to be a Tam. Like the shor became a Muit. And now if kids play with it and it does damage again, so it's still a proof that it's still a Muit. But could be, Uvahu Negichol Emechayiv. But it could be now when the axe does damage. Since it's doing it because the kids aroused it, so maybe the Baal HaShor has potter, you have no raya. Maybe the Baal HaShor has the right to say, what did I do? My shor by itself wouldn't have done the damage. It's only because the kids aroused it. So we have no proof if the Baal HaKelev is chayiv or not. Toshima, come on, bring another proof. It says, Alocha, Shisa by it's a kelev. If somebody arouses, starts off with a dog. Shisa by Nochet, you start off with a snake. And the snake goes and does damage, potter. So my love doesn't mean to say potter meshasiya, the one that starts up with him is potter, because he's a gorom only. But the chayiv balakelev, but the balakelev is chayiv to pay? So you see, even though somebody caused the dog to be aroused, still the Baal HaKelev should have known this in his chayiv. Tamar says, Loi, it's no proof. Eima pota af mishasya. Maybe what you should learn is even the mishashi is also pota. But who I didn't, the Baal HaKelev, maybe he's also pota because he could say, it wasn't my fault, somebody else caused my dog to do damage. Amar Rava, so Rava says like this. Im tim tzoloim, if you want to tell me, ha mishasya kelbo shechavera bechaveroi, chayiv, that if you start off with somebody's dog, and now the dog does damage to somebody else, the Baal HaKelev is chayiv, because he should have known to watch his dog. What's going to be shis yehu bi'atzmai? What about if you start off with somebody else's dog, and now the dog bites you? The dog bites the one that started up with him. Potter. For sure, in such a case, the Baal HaKelev is potter. My time, what's the reason? Because the klal is called hamishana. If somebody does something different, you started up with the dog. Now the dog did a shino back to you, it's potter. He should know you're potter. Yeah. We learned like before in Rish Lakish's name, like you said, the Yom Rish Lakish said, Aloch is Shtei Poros B'Rishus HaRabim. If you have two axes going in the Rishus HaRabim, two poros, two cows, Achas Revutso V'Achas Malechas. One is lying down in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, one is walking. Ubiyato Malechas Revutso. The one that's walking gives the kick, does Karen. Back to the Revutza, Petura, Ishina Yapata. Because the one that's lying down was Mishuna. And the one that's kicking is also Mishuna. So therefore, two Shinas is Pata. Revutza of Malachas, but the one that's lying down kicks. The one that's going, then Chayavis. Because that's regular, then Yechayiv. Omalais, he said back to him, Noah, Noah bihi Chayuvim Achavinu. Could be in such a case, like Rishloka said, I'll agree, no, that the Baal HaShor is still Chayiv. The Yarmina Levi said like this, Chis Lachor Rishus Lesguya Yolai. You only have a right to walk over me. True, if my shor is lying down, so the next shor has a right to walk over him. But levute b, let's look at Rishusai. But you don't have a right to go and kick him. That you have no right. So that's called your shor by itself kicked the other shor. Therefore, in such a case, I'd say yechayiv. But over here, it's much different. Here the case is, somebody came and started up with my dog. And now my dog bit him back. So there it's a big absurd. The Baal HaKelev has a right to say, like, you brought it upon yourself. Like, what do you want from me? You started up with my dog and my dog bit you, so you caused the hezek. You were the one that were gurum the hezek. That makes absurd to the Baalim. But over here, the fact one shor is lying down, that does not cause the other shor to kick it. Like, true, you have a right to walk over it, but what gave the shor a right to kick it? Since it did a Meister Karen, for that tak it's chai. So it could be Rish Lakish's halacha, it's not exactly this halacha. So the Mishnah, Shor HaMazik, what's going to be a Shor HaMazik? That means Keren, B'Rishus HaNizik. Let's say it does damage in the Rishus HaNizik itself. Your Shor goes into the Rishus HaNizik and there it does Hezik of Keren. Kate said, what's the case? Nogach, it goes there, Nogach, it pushes, Noshach, it bites, Robert, it lies down, Diyat, it kicks, B'Rishus HaRabim. So if your Shor did these things, B'Rishus HaRabim, then for sure, Meshalim Chatzinezik. That's the locha that Keren Tam is chayiv even Rishus HaRabim a chatzinezik. What's going to be though if your Tam goes and does the damage Rishus HaNizik? True, it's only a Tam. But your Shor now goes into the Rishus of the Nizik and it does the damage there in the Rishus HaNizik. How much do you have to pay? This is the famous machlokes, Rabbi Tarfon Oymen Nezik Sholem. Rabbi Tarfon says in such a case, if your Shor through a mazik of Keren went into the Rishus HaNizik, you have to pay a Nezik Sholem. Even Tam pays a Nezik Sholem. We'll soon see why. The Chachamim Maimrim know, Chatzin Nezik, it's only a Tam. Tam pays Chatzin Nezik at all times. Oh, Malem, Rabbi Tafin, Rabbi Tafin said back, Oma b'mokim sheheikol ala Hashem v'yala regal b'shus harabim. Maduch for the mazik of Shein in regal, which is potter b'shus harabim. Shu potter hechmer alein b'shus HaNizik. If Shane in regel goes into the other person's fields and eats up there, or walks over his fruits, is l'shalem nezik sholem. The Torah says for Shane in regel, you have to pay nezik sholem. So b'rishus harabim yepoter, and b'rishus hanizik yechayev nezik sholem. If so, mokom shech merala keren b'rishus harabim l'shalem chatzin nezik. The mazik of keren we know is chayev b'rishus harabim. A tam has to pay a chatzin nezik. If so, isn't it for sure a svaro shenachmer olav b'rishus hanizik? To say that now if your Karen, your Shor, goes into the Rishus HaNizik, into the other person's fields, and does damage there, with his Karen, with the toldus of Karen, L'shalom Nezik Sholem, isn't it for sure a svar, a kal v'chomish, you have to pay Nezik Sholem? like Madach Shein Veregulus Potter Brishus Arabim. Brishus Anizik pays a Nezik Shalom. Karen that Chayev Vechatzi Nezik in Brishus Arabim. For sure, Brishus Anizik should be Chayev Nezik Shalom. Omru Loi, and this the Chum said back to Reb Tarfin, Dayoi Love Min Adin Lias Kanodin. It's enough. Dayoi means it's enough. To make the Kavach Chayim, it can't be better from the place you're learning it out from. You're learning out Karen from Brishus Arabim. Mab Rishus Rabim Chatinezek, just like Karen Rishus Rabim only pays a Chatinezek, Ap Rishus Anizek Chatinezek. Like you're using the Kal V'Chaimah to say that Karen pays Rishus Rabim Chatinezek. So true, you learn out that even Rishus Anizek is Chayiv. But you can't learn out more, Daya means enough, from where you're learning it out from. So you can't learn out more from Chatinezek of Rishus Rabim. Omalahem, Rav Tafran said back like this, Afani, even me also.